With extreme weather and natural disasters causing havoc around the world, families are seeking shelter from the storm. We're looking for better homes for tomorrow. Next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Better home building technologies are now available. David B. South with the Monolithic Dome Institute reveals a top option.
And we're concentrating on building buildings that'll last 1,000 years. And holy cow, it's got some more things for us to chase. For instance, if you want to know for sure that concrete's not going to go in a few dozen years, like it does for roads and sidewalks and high schools, and we don't use steel rebar anymore in them. We use lava rock rebar, basalt. And the basalt has no lifetime where it'll go. And the concrete nowadays, the technology is such that it's better. It'll last. It'll last. Nobody knows how long. And so one of the things we're doing is we're building some low-cost housing in the third world, where, like down in Haiti. And we can build a little home for a family. In fact, we just finished one for a family, a mom and 8 children. And she just loves it. She moved out of a 10-foot square tent into this 235 square feet monolithic dome home. And monolithic.org.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.